Everybody loves VR, but one of the big questions is, where is the content going to come from? Sure, there are a couple of games, there are some novel movies, but we want something on a weekly basis. We want something that really gets us into the height of VR technology. And that's why we've come here to Next VR, and I'm speaking with the CEO, Danny, who's going to, share a very interesting and exciting announcement with us. Danny, you just announced a partnership with the NBA to broadcast one game a week in VR. Tell me, what did it take to do that, and what are you hoping to get out of that exposure?
Yeah. So the NBA has always been a tech leader in this space. They've been a tech leader when it comes to all new formats, and it doesn't surprise me when we started having those conversations with the NBA about virtual reality, they were right on the front foot straight away saying things like, how do we get involved? How can we start to create VR content? So we've just announced a multi-year NBA deal, which means that people can watch at least, at this point in time, one NBA game a week in virtual reality.
Oh, it's more than just setting up a camera and starting to stream to a station. You actually have to think about how you're going to be broadcasting these VR games. I mean, there's more than just set and forget. Tell me, what are some of the logistical problems that you're going to have when you start broadcasting these incredibly popular events in VR? VR that can be taken by an individual user and turned into any angle that they want.
Yeah. So one of the things about virtual reality is it's really unforgiving. And what I mean by that is that you have the audience's attention 100% of the time. There's no such thing as multitasking in virtual reality. There's no using Twitter. There's no using Facebook. There's no checking your email. You're watching that content 100% of the time. So one of the things that we think a lot about when we're creating this content with the NBA is we can't just be different from traditional television. We have to be better than traditional television. Fans will always gravitate to the best screen in the house to watch their content. And so our mission is to add all the additional layers of context that sports fans demand in order to create the best possible experience that means that fans only want to watch the game in virtual reality. So, you know, sports broadcasting in general has always been about meeting the demands of the fan. If you think about all the things that have been introduced into sport over the years, replays, commentary, stats, statistics, shot clocks, game score, all that stuff is because fans demand it. And so our mission is to continue to create content that meets not just the demands of the fan, but ultimately becomes the best place to watch an NBA game.
Well, now that we've whetted their appetite, let's set the table here. What will they experience? If they sign up for this service and they get themselves a decent VR headset, what will they be able to see? Is the camera going to be static? Is it going to be moving on a line cam? What will they be able to add to their NBA experience that they wouldn't get off of a 2D screen that gets switched by a professional team? Yeah.
So one of the great things about our content is we don't just turn up to an arena and set up our cameras. We actually put on an entire show. So we do a 10-minute pregame show, and then we wire the arena with 8 to 10 cameras to actually broadcast the game. And we have play-by-play commentary. We have an analyst. We have courtside reporters. We have full-screen graphics. We have a bunch of stuff which we layer in to the content in order to make it a really, really compelling experience. But it's not just a set and forget. It is a full production crew that turns up and broadcasts these games in virtual reality. And one of the things which is incredible about it is that we give you access to seats which tickets couldn't even buy. We put you courtside. We put you underneath the baskets, underneath the stanchions. And we have two ways that you can consume it. One is you can watch the produced feed, which is a feed that is actually cut by a director and a producer in the truck. But we also give you the ability to watch highlights of games. We give you the ability to watch condensed games. And we also do re-racks of games. So after the game comes off live, we put the game back up again for VOD consumption. So there's multiple ways to watch the content. You don't have to tune in live. You can actually watch all the stuff that we create after the game as well.
This is just amazing. Now, of course, the hope is that once people start to see this one game a week, that's the only way they're going to want to consume it, especially if you're doing the whole experience. If you're becoming the VR ESPN, if you're not just streaming what's there but actually producing content, people will say, hey, this is how I want to consume my entertainment. So where do you want Next VR to be next year? Do you want more NBA games? Do you want to expand to other sports? What can the fans expect from the future of VR?
Yeah, so we're doubling down on all of our content experiences, and it's not just sport. We do music as well. We do Live Nation concerts. So we have a multi-year deal with Live Nation where we broadcast concerts in virtual reality, and we essentially give you seats that you couldn't even buy if you wanted to buy a ticket to the concert. We put you on the stage with the bands. We put you backstage with the band. We put you with the drummer. We put you next to the singer. We put you in the wings of the venue. And so we essentially bring you a concert in a way which music fans have never been able to experience. And the other thing about the music we do and the sports events that we're doing is a lot of people never get the ability to see their team play live or see their favourite band play live. Some people living on the other side of the planet could be a Spurs fan, or they could be a Knicks fan, or they could be a Warriors fan. If you're living in another country, you may never, ever get to North America to watch your team play. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the experience of what it's like to be at a live event by watching it in virtual reality.
Danny, we have been waiting for this for a while. I cannot explain how excited I am. Thank you very much for sharing your time. Thank you very much for sharing your tech. Now, if they want to find out more about NextVR, maybe if they want to see how they can jump on the NBA VR train, where should they go?
NextVR.com.
There you have it, folks. For VR, front stage, backstage, all stages with NextVR.